A new lawsuit claims Elon Musk broke election bribery laws by paying residents millions of dollars ahead of the April election in Wisconsin. It's Thursday, June 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin's Budget Writing Committee will turn its attention to public school funding, and Madison officials are putting forward a new slate of zoning changes. Stay with us.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Wisconsin campaign finance watchdog is suing Elon Musk and affiliated political action committees. Rich Kramer reports the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign claims the billionaire conspired to sway April's Supreme Court election with millions in payments to potential voters.
The lawsuit filed Wednesday points to $100 payments Musk made to residents who signed a petition opposing what he called activist judges. It also focuses on three $1 million checks he cut to Wisconsinites. The Democracy Campaign suit calls it all a brazen scheme to bribe people to vote for conservative Judge Brad Schimel. Attorney Jeff Mandel of the firm Law Forward says Musk's efforts aligned with themes of Schimel's campaign against liberal justice-elect Susan Crawford.
We certainly would like to see a decision before the next spring election here in Wisconsin. That's part of why we're doing this now and trying to make sure that this can't happen again.
Two candidates have already announced they're running for the court next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley and liberal Judge Chris Taylor. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Budget Writing Committee will turn their attention to public school funding today. On the line is everything from increasing the special education reimbursement rate to supporting youth mental health. State Superintendent Jill Underly compared the decades-long decline in public school funding to a family driving their car with their gas tank on empty.
What has happened is that our schools and our educators have kept things running for as long as they can, you know, on the fumes of the good old days, but we have reached a breaking point.
Governor Tony Evers' budget includes more than $3 billion for K-12 public schools. The Joint Committee on Finance has already eliminated many of those budget items. Officials in Madison are putting forward a new slate of zoning changes designed to increase the city's supply of housing. As Sarah Lear reports, the move comes as many residents struggle with rising housing costs.
Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says she's already secured the majority support that will be needed to push the changes through the Common Council. Alder Tag Evers is among the sponsors. He says Madison must add more housing to accommodate its growing population.
Otherwise, we end up on the losing end of the law of supply and demand, meaning our teachers, nurses, cops, and firefighters can no longer afford to live in Madison.
One of the proposals would allow duplexes in any residential area. Another would let a homeowner with a deep backyard split it into two lots to add a second home. The third proposal would fast-track the permit process for small and medium-scale housing projects in Madison's downtown. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The city of Green Bay released data this week showing it had more unique visitors at its NFL draft than Detroit did. Green Bay cited numbers from a global location analytics firm which uses cell phone data. According to those numbers, Green Bay had more than 300,000 unique visitors attend its NFL draft in April. Detroit had around 240,000 when it hosted the draft last year. The city's announcement also took a few digs at the Lions, including one for never winning a Super Bowl. Jeff Risden is the managing editor for the Lions Wire. He says Green Bay's numbers looked legit, but Detroit still has plenty of bragging rights.
We ended the Aaron Rodgers era. We're very happy about that. We are the champions. We're the defending NFC North champions 2 years running. I think we're going to make it three.
The local visitors bureau in Green Bay expects to release a report on the NFL draft's economic impact next month. The late Milwaukee veteran Anna Mae Robertson could soon have the women's clinic at Zablocki VA Medical Center named after her. Anna Marie Yanni has more.
U.S. Representative Gwen Moore recently introduced a bill to rename the clinic. Robertson served in the Army's first all-black female unit to be sent overseas during World War II. Robertson died in May. She was 101. The so-called 6888 Battalion boosted soldier morale by sorting a backlog of mail in Europe. Moore championed an effort to award them a Congressional Gold Medal.
Anna Mae Robertson deserves this honor because she should be credited with really lifting up the stature of this to the point that they could get that gold medal.
The effort to rename the clinic has bipartisan support. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a conversation about a new mural honoring a famous Wisconsin-born artist. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, Sun Prairie is honoring its most famous daughter with a massive mural project on the Washington Mills factory building in its downtown. Mural Fest kicks off later this month as artists from around the country gather to paint portions of a mural to honor the legacy of Georgia O'Keeffe. O'Keeffe grew up on a farm near Sun Prairie. She was a pioneer of modern art known as the Mother of American Modernism. Muralist Lena Ogren is lead organizer for the Sun Prairie Mural Fest. She spoke with Kate Archer Kent on WPR's talk show, Wisconsin Today.
Lena, Mural Fest is going to be a celebration of Georgia O'Keeffe's legacy. What is her legacy like to you?
For me, Georgia O'Keeffe represents a voice of fearlessness and power and owning your own spirit, your own voice in the times when, you know, it was hard for artists that are women to be successful and to pursue their dreams. And she just owned her own work. She was true to herself. She was true to her art. She just followed her curiosity without being influenced by any major movement. She was a pioneer. She just didn't care what anybody thought. And for me, that uniqueness, that following of her own road, writing her own story, is why she's so important, not just to Sun Prairie, where she's from, but to just anywhere, to America.
Can you take us to this mural space? How did you find the Washington Mills factory, and what is it like?
Yes, so this is, if you can imagine, a giant factory building that has never been actually painted at all. And it's just this gray block wall that's just been staring back at me for a year. And I just was constantly contemplating what could be living on it. You know, it's just, as a muralist, you always see walls, and it's like kind of like every time I drive anywhere, I'm kind of looking at walls and what's out there. And I just thought, like, this could be a really cool gallery wall in downtown Sun Prairie. And I've noticed that there wasn't much murals happening in Sun Prairie at all. So I presented the idea. They were very interested and they said, we're down. Let us know, you know, how we can help. From there, I was like, well, I have a wall, now what? So I was like, okay, so that's one thing. So now I have to figure out how to make it all happen. And then I got connected with bid manager Mary and then presented the idea to her. And she was like, yeah, I love that. Let's see, you know, let's see if it's doable. Let's see what permits we need. Then she brought in Barbara, the tourism director, and three of us just started planning and strategizing and figuring out everything, you know,
Well, we know how Georgia O'Keeffe was so influenced by the desert and by Ghost Ranch and that Southwestern look. But I wonder, will there be Wisconsin influences that we see go up on this wall?
I believe it will, yes. When I set out the artist call, I still wanted it. I wanted to honor Georgia by also honoring contemporary artists and their voices, because that's what she did. She followed her voice. So we wanted the artists who are inspired by Georgia, but not necessarily always has to be by, you know, her work looks like, but more on, you know, you could be inspired by her life or a portion of part of her work or something. So we have a good variety of artworks that I think people will enjoy. Some artworks will be more like you could see the visual connection to Georgia, and others it's more in a story behind the mural, which is really cool.
How colorful will these 9 murals be?
Very colorful. I think people will enjoy it. And each mural has its own sort of like theme and story and a different color palette. So it's definitely going to be like 9 different people painted them, and it's going to look like a gallery wall.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. Mix of sunshine and clouds with rain early in the south today. We could see some more rain in the south later on as well. High temperatures in the 70s across the state today. Widespread rain expected across most of the state overnight, especially in western Wisconsin, where we could see some strong storms. Lows getting down into the 40s and 50s overnight. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.